Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to The Soul Connection on Blog Talk Radio. It's spirituality simplified, conversations on conscious living, featuring your hosts, Bettina Goodwin and Eric Cerrone.
Well, hello, everybody. Hello, Bettina. How are you?
Hello, everyone. Hi, Eric. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm excited today. I feel quite a bit of anticipation. I have my first baseball game of the year. We've been practicing forever, and it all seems to be starting this week, and really quite looking forward to starting that up again. It's always like my favorite thing to do for five, six months during the summertime, so I'm really quite excited. But looking forward to it. It's like 8 o'clock tonight, and I'm going to get there nice and early. We get our pictures taken, and we'll be in full uniform, and it's just a fun thing to do with the guys.
Oh, yay. Sounds like fun.
Yes. So how's your week been?
You know, I always have an interesting week, whether I do something exciting or not. I've had it's sort of been a low-key week. And just a really feeling week, and I've sort of been preparing. My daughter's been on holidays, so I've been spending some time with her, and we've been doing little day trips and stuff. We went to the CN Tower and the aquarium on Tuesday because it was Peter's birthday, so we took the day off, and the three of us went and had that fun day, and that was a lot of fun. But I'm sort of leading up to, she goes back to work on Monday, and people are probably familiar by now about how much I love my alone time, which is not to say I don't love the people in my life, but I do cherish that alone time because I know how valuable it can be at certain times. And this happens to be one of those times when it will be very beneficial to me. So I'm having a bit of a retreat day on Monday, just sitting in the stillness and the silence and really letting go of some things that are well time to let go of, and I'm proceeding from there. So I actually drew myself some cards yesterday from my favorite deck, which is the Osho cards, which gave me a little insight as to the path to the healing. So it's actually been a pretty cool week, and I'm looking forward to Monday, so we'll see what happens.
You know, I like the idea that you bring up, like having what you describe as having a feeling week, and I think that I can definitely piggyback on that. It's kind of been my experience of this week as well. You know, with so much change going on and the change of seasons, and you know, oftentimes when I know that with both of us, when we talk to somebody, you know, and they come and want to talk about something that's going on in their lives, I think a lot of people have a lot of blockage when it comes to making decisions. And I know that I had a show topic about indecision a few weeks ago, and I think I mentioned this on last week's show too, and I do want to get to that at some point, but it's just kind of been on my mind recently. But getting back on point about having a feeling week, I find that sometimes we have these decisions that are sitting in the back of our head that we're not making. You know, what do we want to continue in the career we're in? Do we want to continue in our relationship that we're in, whether it be romantic or otherwise? You know, do we want to continue putting our efforts in certain directions? And I feel like we just continue to do that, and we just it's not so much a fretting indecision, it's more of a putting on the back burner indecision. And I feel sometimes you know, we talk all the time, and I know that the two of us definitely we talk on the show and off the show about how important it is to take that time to yourself, whether it's a walk along a creek or just sitting in a chair watching the world go by, whether it be meditation, whether however it is that it manifests for you, to take that time and to go within and really try to examine how it is that we feel about the decisions that we're making in life or the decisions that we are postponing and not making in life. And I feel sometimes that can be a real barrier to doing the internal work. It's not so much sometimes like, oh, I want to feel better about this, and I don't want to do the work, but sometimes I feel like we're afraid of all the stuff that will come out if we do the work, if we take those times. Like, and well, first of all, I'll let you respond to that.
I totally agree with you, and I, you know, I think you and I, after the show last week, sort of touched on the idea of, you know, how people want to feel better, but they don't necessarily want to feel all that crappy stuff that comes up. And I think that, you know, goes right with what you were just saying. I have come to the point in my life where I actually look forward to that yucky feeling because I know what's on the other side of it. And I know that the worst, it's like what, it's very similar to what I say about fear. The fear is always the most intense at the moment before you step into it. The same with pain. The pain is always the most intense at the moment before you allow it to come forth. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. They understand how painful it is to hold on to it, but it's far less painful to let it go. And so, yeah, I've done it enough times now that I'm quite ready to welcome it. And you know, I really would like people to understand that it's, you know, actually addressing those emotions and feeling and allowing them to move through you is far less painful than anything you could imagine it to be.
Yeah, and the thing with not dealing with it too is that it's always just there. You know, much like lessons in life, you know, that they're always there until you take them. They'll just continue to show up, and until you get through them, they're just going to sit there and wait for you. And sure, you can spend the rest of your days until you go back down into the earth, and you'll never have to deal with them. But the vastness of your experience will be greatly diminished, because you'll always be avoiding. You'll be avoiding what's there, and it's like just change. It just slows you down. It slows down. It reduces the joy. It reduces your expression, and it's really, really, as you say, so valuable. And I like also that you bring up the point about that you've done it enough that you are confident that on the other side of it comes lightness and realization. And a feeling like you've connected more to yourself and that you can go out and then begin to give of yourself, your true self, not the self that's dodging a whole bunch of things and trying sometimes to manipulate circumstances to avoid feeling those things that we're avoiding.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, people often ask, I've had people ask me before, and I know the word authentic has been bandied around quite a bit over the last few years. And what does it really mean to be authentic? And I think you just explained what it means to be authentic, and that is to let go of all that is holding you back. Excuse me. In A Course in Miracles, and I may have mentioned this before, but in A Course in Miracles it says, it's not love that we seek, but the barriers that keep us from recognizing the love. And I think that's such an important thing to recognize and understand, is that the love is there. We just don't see it because we're pushing back against all this, you know, pain that we are so afraid of feeling. And the thing is, it's that pushing back that causes the struggle. And it's exhausting. It's hard work to keep pushing, holding back that pain. It's like you're standing at the bottom of a hill and you're trying to hold a boulder up on that hill and you're trying to keep it from rolling down and rolling right over you. It's so exhausting and takes so much work. And you are not living your life when you're spending all your time concentrating on holding up that boulder.
Yeah, that's a great point. I do want to talk about authenticity, but first I'll go with this holding the boulder. And not only the thing is that when you say we're not living our life when we're holding the boulder, I mean what that means is that we're like when we're holding the boulder, what we do is we start incorporating all sorts of distraction activities into our life. You know, we play video games for 12 hours a day, or we start to we drink probably a little bit more than we should. I mean, how much should we really need to drink? You know, I mean it's good once in a while and it's great and it can enhance the taste of food, enhance friendships, done responsibly. But I think certainly you look around in our culture, and it's partaken of far too often. We eat when we're holding up the boulder. You know, we're short with our kids and with our loved ones when we're holding up the boulder. These are all things that this is what I mean when I say like the vastness of all that we are isn't expressed when we have these skeletons that are just sitting there waiting to just wait patiently forever for you to deal with. And you don't have to deal with them. I mean, that's the good news and the bad news because you can go on living a very, very narrow experienced life. But understand the things that we do and the amount of time and the amount of distraction we add into our lives, whether, it could be, playing, staying all day on Facebook, not doing the things that you want to do with life, or it could be spending time inside, watching Netflix or all these things that we do, which are all perfectly fine in moderation and done responsibly and done with our true essence. But if we have the awareness to catch ourselves doing these as far as distraction is concerned, it's usually because we're holding up a boulder. And if we can release the boulder, look at it, and understand what is in that boulder and why are we holding it up as we are, why are we resisting it as we are, my goodness, if people always talk about how they don't have enough time in their days. This is certainly a beautiful way of, having a feeling week, going in and finding out what's in that boulder that we're holding up and that we're trying not to deal with. And all the things that we do to not deal with it take up so much of our weeks. And when it is dealt with and when you come out the other side of it, like as you say, when you say you feel confident to come through it and feel this incredible lightness, it's because honestly your schedule opens up and because you don't have to do any of that stuff anymore. And the feeling of we don't have enough time is because, oh, I have to do so much. It's like, no, you don't. You got to make more money than you spend, and you just got to love people. That's it. That's it, and that doesn't take that long. sometimes 30 seconds of a truly genuine loving act is more valuable than the week that you spend trying to distract yourself from the things that are bothering you and not never actually connecting at a deep level with another person, including yourself.
I love how you just simplified life. I do. That was amazing. Make more than you spend and love everyone. That's it. I remember listening to a story that Ram Dass told about when he was with his guru in India. And he talks about how one day he'd say to him, love everyone. And then the next day he'd say, always tell the truth. And he couldn't at first figure out how those two went together when at that particular moment he hated everybody. but he came to understand that hating everyone wasn't actually the truth, but the truth is we are loving beings and that we do in our own way love everyone. And once we get past all that stuff, once we bring ourselves out of the distraction, we recognize that. I think you're right about the distraction. It's like we do things, but are we doing them for the right reason? The thing is, we don't often question the reason we're doing something. When I'm scrounging around the kitchen looking for something to eat, am I doing it because I'm hungry, or am I doing it because I feel an emptiness that I want to fill? When I turn on the television and mindlessly watch whatever's on there, or, just show after show after show, am I doing it because I'm afraid of the silence, or am I doing it because I have an interest in something that's on the TV? You could apply that to anything, and it's just a matter of questioning, beginning to question, and that's all awareness is. Questioning what you do. Start small. Start with, you know, every time I turn on the TV, why am I doing it? It's a really simple place to start. And as Peter always says, practice with the smaller things, because you will get so practiced from using the smaller, easier things that when something big comes along, you'll be more than prepared to be able to deal with it. And I think that's really important. But I think in this day and age, we really don't have enough downtime. And that's a big problem.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, I think the biggest thing that comes out for me when people complain or lament the lack of downtime they have, what's really coming out of that is this intense feeling of lack. And it's funny, it's like we don't have the downtime because we're doing so much, but we feel lack. You know, like we've never been more productive as a society. You know, we've never been as efficient as a society in all of human history. And yet somebody, you know, is propagating the belief that we need to be 3% better next year. We need to increase profits by 3% next year. You know, we need to increase revenues. You know, we need to be more efficient so that we can stay ahead of the Chinese. it's all this lie that we eat, that we take in and we don't question. You know, we don't have to make 3% more money than we did last year, you know. We don't have to constantly push the razor's edge of all these things. We don't have to have our kids in three sports. You know, it becomes a thing where you talk about awareness. It's like, well, why do I want to have the kids in so many sports? You know, won't ask those questions. And can you find substitute behaviors that, you know, are far less taxing, perhaps, on the both of you? Because, you know, kids these days, too, are coming home with homework younger and younger, you know, and they're getting pressed for time. And they're just, it's just, everybody's just being inoculated into the system, into the gears. And, you know, again, we got to get this good job. We have to do all these things. And again, you know, like you come full circle back to it. It's like all you got to do is make more money and you spend and love people. You know, is all of that stuff necessary to accomplish those two things? And you can come up with your own, you know, values in life. And they may not look exactly like that, but I think they'll be pretty close. And, you know, when we ask ourselves, do we need to be doing the things that we're currently doing to achieve those goals? You know, and coming back to your point about authenticity, that is what the feeling week is for. It is to get to our authentic self. What is it? What is the core thing, you know, that you want to experience from this life? What is the core thing that you want to contribute to your surroundings, to the humans that you interact with, and, you know, to the idea of yourself? What do you want to be expressing in each moment of now? And I think you'll find that you don't need 168 hours a week to accomplish it.
Definitely not. Definitely not. And I, you know, I mean, doesn't that just say it all? We're more productive than we've ever been, and yet we still feel lack. That right there says you're not going to find it in the world. You really not.
Yeah, that's right.
You've really got to come home to yourself, and the only way you can do that is to find that stillness.
You know, it's a great further point to it, because it's like, yeah, we got to be 3% more productive. We got to make 4% more profits. And it's like, well, what happens if everything breaks your way, even circumstances that you can't control, greater macro circumstances, and you increase profits, you increase productivity, you increase your kids' grades by 8% this year. So what?
Yeah.
So what's the matter? You know, like,
are you happy?
It's great. It's great, but does it satisfy your core values? And I think if we would find it to be incredibly unproductive behaviors. You know, so what? We doubled productivity, what our aim was. So now what? Now next year, what do we got to do? Well, now we got to do 4 or 8% again. You know, like, it doesn't solve it. It doesn't solve the problem. You know, it's this hundreds of years of increasing by 3 to 5%. And I love that we have computers and the internet and all sorts of scientific advancements and some really critical, you know, cures to diseases. And it's wonderful. And I don't lament any of those things, but that's going to be true 200 years from now, too. you know, and it was true 200 years ago. We're always on the edge, you know, we're always on the edge of experience. And whether or not we had the internet today or whether it wasn't coming along for another 150 years, we wouldn't know any different. But it wouldn't change our experience of life. It wouldn't change our experience of dealing with others. It wouldn't change the core things that make life pleasurable for humans. You know, it's all superfluous. It all doesn't matter, you know. And that's what it's important to just put that stuff away for a second. You know, get in a quiet place. Get deep inside of yourself and ask yourself what it is that you want to experience from this experience of life that you've been given. You know, how can I experience the next moment, you know, as expressively and as vastly and as, you know, as in line, in sync with my personal essence as I can. And I think that we'll find that all the things around us, very few of them really contribute in a great way to it.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Because in the end, we are just who we are. Whether we have a big house or a small house, we're no different from each other. We all want the same thing. We want to feel loved. We want to feel safe. And we want to feel valued. And from those things, everything else is nothing. It's just nothing. And all those things, all the money in the world will not make you any happier, no matter how much you say, if I had more money, I'd be happy, or if I had better health, I'd be happy, or if I had a nicer car or a better job or whatever it is, because I can tell you by the number of people I've spoken to who have gotten the better job, who have gotten the bigger house, who have gotten the healthier, and there was always something else to take its place. Always another lack that needed to be filled. And what we have to realize is that we are whole and we are one with everything, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah. You know, when you say that, we just want to feel loved, we want to feel safe, we want to feel valued. I mean, that strikes deep to the core. And if we want to feel that, it would be easy to extrapolate that other people want to feel that. And how can we, you know, when you say start with the small things, I think this is a perfect little tool. You know, if we want to bring ourselves inside of ourselves and ask ourselves, how can I make my child feel loved, safe, and valued in the next 30 seconds? You know, and it doesn't have to be a trip to Disneyland, and it doesn't have to be, you know, some large scale, you know, time related activity or thing. You know, it can be as simple as knowing what your child's love language is and delivering that message with their love, loved, safe, and valued, genuinely, sincerely, straight from your heart, looking for them right in the eyes. And my goodness, the value that you can give, you know, a child or a friend or a grandparent or a random person on the bus or somebody you help passing by on the street or a coworker you don't really care for much, you know, that's all there is, you know, that's all there is. And the way that we get is by giving. And you want to connect and you want to feel good and you want to feel light and you want to feel loved, saved, and valued. Well, just do it. Just do it.
Yeah, I think just accepting people for who they are, you know, no matter what that is in any given moment. But just accepting that that's who they need to be in this moment and sitting in that loving space while they be whatever it is they need to be, that is priceless. And that's really what it's all about.
Yeah. Yeah, and you'll find that you'll have all the friends and all the relationships in the world when you can be like that more often than not.
That's authenticity.
We've used up all of our time. basically on a tangent, but I think it was a really valuable one. I think there was a lot that was really good in this conversation, Bettina. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I think I know I took it sort of off the sort of general idea of what you wanted to talk about today, but
honestly, it happens within that 90% of the shows. But that just,
I know.
It just it's perfect. Yeah. I've always got a half page of notes for the show topic most times, and then I draw a line in my paper, and usually it's the bottom half of the paper that gets filled up during our show. So the top half, you know, we've been doing this for a few years now, and I don't think I've ever had to go up on the page during any one of these, but I think it's just because it's just so passionate and just know and the idea of confidence about how much it can help, just the experience of life. It's just so easy. It's just so easy to express.
Yeah, I agree. It comes from passion, definitely, I think, for both of us. So
yeah.
That does make it a whole lot easier.
How did you feel about finishing us off with a meditation tonight?
I always feel good about that.
Good.
So let's meditate. Let's close our eyes and take a deep breath. Breathing fully into your body, feeling the breath move into your lungs, into your heart, into every organ, into every limb, right down to your baby toe, to your fingertips, to the top of your head. As you breathe, feel the breath filling every fiber of your being. As you sit in the stillness where truth lies, where you can hear not only who you are, but that which is keeping you from connecting to that authenticity, where you can feel safe to allow yourself to step into the emotions, the thoughts, and the beliefs that keep you from seeing love, from feeling love, from acting through love. That loving presence is always alive within us. It is not that it disappears. It's not that it dies off. It is only that the negative emotions have drawn a veil across it so that we cannot feel or see it. And in order to find that place where we see the truth of who we are, we need to walk through those emotions, to allow them to flow through us, to accept, to embrace, and to feel fully, so that the barriers are removed and we can feel our true selves again. A few moments of silence a day is all you need to do this work. Walk into the fear and let go of the burdens that keep you from being connected to that beautiful, loving presence that you are. And when you're ready, wiggle your fingers and your toes and bring yourself back to the world.
Thank you, Bettina.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it feels so good to release those things that we've been pent up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's not scary at all at the end.
in the end, it's such a relief. It's like releasing a rubber band that's been wound up so tight. Makes me think of those planes with the rubber band motor.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining
Which
us.
Which I love.
It's been a pleasure.
Have
planes.
A great week. Yeah, I love them.
Goodbye, everybody.
Have a great week.
Thank you for joining us today on The Soul Connection. Eric Cerrone is a spiritual thinker, listener, and coach. To find out more about Eric, you can go to intelligentoasis.com. Bettina Goodwin is the creator of The Wise Man's Way. The Wise Man's Way, heart-centered living for the modern urban man. For information on products and services, including workshops, group meetings, and one-on-one counseling, please go to thewisemansway.ca. And for more information on living an authentic life, to learn more about Bettina's offerings as a spiritual counselor and Reiki master, please visit thesoulconnection.ca. Thank you for tuning in to The Soul Connection.